Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Hey, if you could rate the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, that would be great. It would just take you like one half of a second, and just give it a star rating. That'd be great. If you have a little bit more in you, a 1 to 2 sentence review would be awesome. Thank you so much. Today we're going through James chapter 2 in the New English Translation of the Bible, verses 5 and 6. And some great, actually 5 through 7, some really great verses, and it says this. Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, did not God choose the poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Are not the rich oppressing you and dragging you into the courts? Do they not blaspheme the good name of the one you belong to? Lord, thank you for these verses. And oh, I have to say, mind if I pray for you? So here, let's say that first. Mind if I pray for you? And here we go. Jesus, thank you for the book of James. Thank you for the practicality of it. Thank you for the starkness, the black and white. It's just simple stuff, but oh, so hard to obey. So Lord, as I prayed yesterday about giving honor to the rich and dishonor to the poor, I continue that prayer today. But I also, so not only do I pray that you give me eyes to see the broken in my midst, which they seem to find me, but I pray for my friend listening today that they would be a story receiver, that they would receive stories today, the stories of the broken. And Lord, I just need to know today too that you are here, that you're with us. And Lord, as I've been discouraged lately about leaders in the church, wolves in sheep's clothing, taking advantage of the flock, fleecing the flock, living lavish, greedy lifestyles. It has broken my heart, and I don't know how to pray about it other than, please, Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, would you please expose those who are dishonoring the poor? Would you please expose those who are dragging your name into the court? Would you please expose wolves in sheep's clothing and predators in the pulpit? Would you please expose ministries that are not being kind to the flock, who are not being shepherding of the poor among them, but instead are getting rich off of the kindness of those who have so little? It just makes me livid. And Lord, I know it must make you far more livid. If it makes a simple little human like me mad, it must make you really mad. So Lord, we ask for that holy light to shed upon the ministries that seem so put together and seem so well built and seem so man-made. It's almost like the Tower of Babel is being erected in our midst and we don't even know it. Forgive the American church for chasing after splashy. Forgive the American church for elevating people who have charisma and prominence but no character. Father, we have a crisis of character in our pulpits. We have a crisis of character within the congregations of this nation and the world. And Lord, we pray humbly and with trepidation and with shaking limbs and shaking hearts that you would clean house, that no longer would it be that the flock is fleeced by greedy people leading it, but that the flock would be loved and gently wooed and taken care of and brought by streams of water. Lord, that's what shepherds do. They take care of their flock. They don't eat their flock. They take care of their flock. And Lord, help us to be truth tellers. Help us to stand up against tyranny of those who would lead the sheep astray. Thank you that the sheep know your voice. And so, Lord, today I pray specifically for my friend listening that you would just speak life into those dark places. Speak life into those broken places. Speak life in those places where they have been harmed by other Christians. Because, Lord, I know that that's one of the hardest things to get over, because we as Christ followers are supposed to know better on how to treat each other. We just speak life into those tender places and help us to learn to forgive and to move on and to let go and to go forward with joy. We desperately need you in order to do that. We cannot do it on our own. So Jesus, be with us. I pray all this in your very present name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me. Thank you. And if you have a specific prayer request, you know what? You can email me at mary@marydemuth.com and I will pray for you via and through the medium of email. And in the meantime, I pray that you would know that the God of the universe sees you, He delights in you, and He sings and rejoices over you with singing.